Can I Steal You for a Second? A Bachelor Nation podcast hosted by Ashley Young, Shea Corrigan, and Natalie Zamora.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of the Can I Steal You for a Second podcast. I'm Natalie Zamora, and I'm here with Shea Corrigan, and we have a lot of thoughts about this episode, and they're not all very great, at least compared to the previous episodes. So the episode begins with Tayshia on the two-on-one date with Noah and Bennett, and I think we're kind of over both Noah and Bennett, and everyone wanted both them to go home. And it was just annoying. Like, I think she really should have sent both of them home. Like, she had a one-on-one conversation with each of them, and neither of them went that well. They were kind of blaming the other person. And I think Bennett was trying to, like, outsmart Noah and Tayshia out of it and, like, use word manipulation, and then was talking about emotional intelligence, and it was just annoying. Like, that whole part of the episode was so annoying.
Yeah, Bennett right off the bat, like, we thought he was, like, kind of fun and ridiculous and over the top. Like, the last couple episodes, it was just, like, peak, like, I don't know, like, buzzwords and, like, red flags and all that stuff. And, like, he laid it on thick, and it seemed, like, extremely clear, like, all right, like, he's got to go. And it seemed like she saw that, too. It was, like, you know, she was tired with his, you know, BS and, like, was asking, like, oh, like, well, what was in your, like, weird gift box? Or, like, why were you, like, it seemed, like, going great. And then she gets back to Noah, and Noah's all, like, smiley and happy because Bennett's been sent home. And she tells him that she doesn't think that he's ready to get married. She tells him, like, not to be happy that she's gonna, like, and so, like, she basically tells him all the things you tell before you break up with someone or send them home. And then she's like, but I'm gonna, like, let you stick around to the rose ceremony. Where then, like, spoilers, like, she gives him another, like, why do we go through all of that? And why are you keeping him around when you have just laid out the entire case for why, like, Bennett aside, you don't think this guy stands a chance, so why are you keeping him?
Yeah, it made no sense. And it was kind of like she was just trying to follow the rules of the two-on-one date, but also, like, what are rules, especially this season? She could have sent them both home. And yeah, it really sounded like a breakup. Like, she was not happy with either of them. So why, Tayshia? Why? Yeah,
like, they've sent people home before, like, just because a rose is there doesn't mean somebody has to get it. And yeah, it was extremely frustrating, and more so because, I mean, I guess we don't need to go in chronological order, but, like, Bennett popping up again at the end and the promos for next week showing clearly that, like, he comes back and Noah goes, I'm like, why did we go through all of this? And especially because you, like, Tayshia's inexplicable feelings for Bennett aside, like, the Noah of it all, like, what are we even doing here? It was an extremely frustrating start to the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, we can talk about Bennett coming back later, but yeah, we had to bring it up because that was ridiculous. The whole sequence of events is just like, okay, like, we know that Bennett or Noah, like, neither of them are probably winning. So, like, just get rid of both of them. Like, there's no way she sees, like, what she sees with, like, Brendan or Zach or Ben with Bennett or Noah. So, like, might as well just say, see ya. Like, I don't get it.
I had a deeply panicked thought because I saw a tweet from Kelly Flanagan being like, like, Bennett hasn't said anything, like, nothing Bennett has done to Tayshia has been, like, bad or blah, blah, blah. Like, you don't understand, like, sometimes people just annoy you, and if you're living in a house with them, like, you're bound to get, like, annoyed and ticked off. And the immediate, like, you know, bachelor truther in me was like, oh my god, does Tayshia end up with Bennett after the show in, like, a Kelly Peter type situation, and that is why, and now they're friends with Kelly and me, like, and my head, like, I went, like, off the rails, like, oh no, like, we have all these lovely people that Tayshia could end up with, and now in the back of my head there's this possibility that, you know, it all doesn't work out and then she ends up with Bennett in a month or whatever it is. And I was like, I can't have that. That's not how this year can end.
That's like the worst thought in the world. So
thanks. Sorry for sharing that.
Yeah, I don't understand why anyone would stick up for Bennett. I don't think he's a bad person, but, like, just get rid of him. And the Kelly tweet was so ridiculous. Also, the fact that she's not verified just made me laugh. It's her. I don't know.
Bachelorette contestants have such a weird relationship with Twitter, though, because it's, like, not their platform. So they have, like, 300 followers or whatever and only get engagement on Monday or Tuesday nights. And yet they're still, like, minor celebrities. So it's always very weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's always weird thinking that, like, Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants are just, like, regular people that come onto the show. But, yeah, that's another conversation, I guess.
It shouldn't surprise me that, you know, a small family firm lawyer or whatever she was doesn't have millions of Twitter followers to begin with, but yeah, somehow it does.
So then after Bennett is sent home, then we get the cocktail party, and then we have the rose ceremony, and finally Ed got sent home, which, like, all right, he was fine, but, like, again, you're not winning, you're not going to make it far, just, like, no, take him away, which is, like, I don't understand how Blake is still there, but
yeah.
And then she sent home Spencer, who got the first impression rose, so that's kind of surprising that he went home that early. I feel like that usually doesn't happen, but he also had no screen time or personality, so
yeah. I saw a completely unverified, at least unverified by me, tweet that was saying that he was, like, the fastest or, like, the shortest amount of time from a first impression rose to getting sent home, which, that's a, you know, unfortunate thing to be make a record for there, Spencer. But yeah, I was bummed about Damar. I was bummed about Damar specifically because it was, you know, at the expense of Noah. Like, Damar's in that category where I think we talked about it last week, where it's like there are these guys that are, like, clearly pals and they're kind of fun, you know, Greek chorus or whatever, but we kind of know they're not making it. And I like Damar, but it doesn't seem like he was necessarily getting, you know, as far as some of the other guys. But he still seemed like a solid dude and, like, a better, worth more of a rose than Noah, who, again, she had actively, like, Damar she hadn't gotten to know yet, so he could theoretically still be a good possibility. Noah she had gotten to know to the extent that she had, like, basically ruled him out and then give him a rose anyways. I was like, ah, this is, ooh.
Yeah, I was also really disappointed with Damar. He had so much potential. Like, maybe if he had more screen time, he wouldn't have been that great. Who knows? But he was really cute, seemed really nice, and definitely better than Noah, and definitely better than Bennett. And now they're both going to be here next week.
Yeah.
That bums me out.
That was frustrating.
So after the rose ceremony, then her first one-on-one is with Ben, right? So that was such, like, a thank God moment, because we know Ben has been really itching for a rose, and for a one-on-one date. And even though he's had one-on-one time with Tayshia that, like, you know, he's made, and I think he's a strong contender, he still was always in his feels about not being chosen for a date. So I feel like every guy in the house was just happy for him. Like, usually they're all just like, all right, I don't get the group date, but this time they're like, all right, Benny, like I was like, oh, okay. Like, they were rooting for him.
I feel like it almost was maybe something where he was, like, so anxious about it with the guys that they were like, now that he has this, he will, like, shut up about it when he's at home. He can finally, like, be at peace. But yeah, I will also say, like, I feel like our episode's gonna reflect this, like, tonight's episode felt like a real roller coaster, where, like, I went from, like, being like, oh yes, like, love them, to just being, like, absolutely livid. And at least the start of Ben's date, I was all on board. I'm like, oh, like, yes, like, they're happy. Like, they were doing this little scavenger hunt thing, but they ran around, like, hit pinatas or something. And it was, you know, kind of the best of what we've talked about Tayshia's episode in the past, of just seeming, like, fun and charming, and, like, they were having a great time.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It seemed really fun. And then, you know, I think Tayshia also said, like, now I know that I can have fun with him. So there's that. But then she just kept itching for, you know, the emotional moments, which I understand you need to, like, get emotional to get close. But forcing it is a whole other thing. And that's why we were mad at Claire for doing that with Jason. Mm-hmm. And now it seems like kind of a similar deal. Like, I don't know. I feel like she just had this perception that Ben was just, like, a picture perfect person and didn't want to, you know, like, change that, like, the way people see him, which is true. he admitted, but then it's kind of like, I don't know.
Well, it's frustrating, and you pointed this out, you know, before we started recording, but that she was pushing him to open up more, and last week he had opened up about his eating disorder and how he felt like that was sort of shaping his sort of, you know, confidence and, you know, the work he'd done on himself. So yeah. Most of Bachelor Nation was going this, being like, he opened up, like, this isn't like someone that you know nothing about and hasn't shared anything with you. But like, more problematically, I feel like someone needs to talk to this show about the correlation between like sharing like serious sort of, you know, trauma and emotional history mm-hmm. and just getting close or, you know, having intimate conversations. Like, they're not now, like, one follows from the other, but it seems like, and the more this episode gets into it and the more we get through this season, it seems like this Tayshia's arc particularly, there's like a correlation between like how much you can share, like what you're bringing to the table, I guess, and mm-hmm. like how much you love her or care about her. And it's getting like really distasteful, because it's I don't know that I don't know what the solution is, because there's another side of, I think, people like well-intentioned saying that the fact these conversations are happening on national television is huge to begin with, but like with Ben, who, as I said, since we didn't cover it, shared that he had twice attempted suicide, and that he had sort of gone through like a really, you know, dark period, that he didn't seem super comfortable or ready or willing to share that. And I don't know, it that moment in particular didn't feel right to me. What were you feeling?
Yeah, it did feel like, you know, it's one thing to be like, oh, I want to tell you something I went through because it's important to me, you know? Like, I feel like that's kind of what Zach did with his past addiction yeah. struggles, even though I feel like Tayshia kind of tried to get it out of him anyway, but she was kind of like, there's more to you. What is it? He's like, trauma, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But yeah, with this one, I felt bad for Ben, because he, you know, was putting it all on the table, but it was really hard for him. Like, he kept like stopping and being like, and Tayshia was just like sitting there like, yeah, tell me. And it's like, there's a fine line. And yeah, it was hard, because last week he talked about having an eating disorder and said he had only told his sister. So that's a huge thing. And now with this reveal or opening up, he said he hasn't told anyone, not even his sister. So that felt like intrusive. Like, I feel like he would want to tell his sister before Tayshia, just being honest.
Yeah, he said something too after he said it, where he was like, oh, I haven't even told my sister this, and then kind of was like, well, like, I guess she's finding out now. And like, that was so sad to me. It was like, he mm-hmm. with what seemed like, because like he genuinely really likes Tayshia and like really wants to sort of make this work and like have a chance, that he was like, well, like, guess I'm gonna have to share this to like stay in the game. And it, yeah, it's all around kind of gross, but
yeah. And it was just weird, because I felt like, I mean, obviously everyone's gonna react in a different way to something like that, because it is serious, but Tayshia was kind of just like, okay, like, she didn't seem all too comforting, where I would have been like hugging him like, oh my gosh, like, I'm sorry, whatever. And she was like, okay, yeah, like, thanks for opening up, or whatever she said. But I was thinking, I don't know what she's gone through, but I feel like it's not anything like that. I mean, I'm just speculating here, who knows, because I feel like we don't know that much about her, except for she went through a divorce, which is serious. But it felt like it was kind of like, you've never gone through anything like that in your life, and now you're making this person tell you, and then you're not even really comforting him. It was just really, really weird.
Yeah, and the way it kind of made me, not reconsider, but I guess reconsider some of the previous dates too, because it's becoming, it feels like, and we can talk about this more when we get to Riley's date.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like a trend where you're realizing that's what the purpose of these one-on-ones are becoming. Yeah. It's not just to sort of get to know each other on like, oh, we could finally talk and find out that we both love mint chocolate chip ice cream or whatever it is. It's that like, all right, now it's just us. And, you know, tell me, like, what, almost like, what secret do you have that by telling me, like, proves your interest or something? And yeah, I don't know. We can move on perhaps, but it just and like, especially like I was not fully on the Ben bandwagon last week, and like I'm getting there more, and now I was even more like, oh man, like I'm sad that you had to say that.
Yeah.
I'd like you to have been able to tell her that off camera or privately or whenever you felt ready to.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like now every time I see Ben, it's just like the emoji that's like pouting, and I'm like, oh, like, I love you. It's not like I'm pitying him because he's pitiful or anything. It's just like, oh, like the poor guy.
It's the Kermit hugging the phone with all the hearts thing.
Yeah, every time. Damn it, you're so cute, and I'm sorry. So they had that one-on-one, and then, yeah, and then they were dancing for, did you know who that singer was? I did
not know, but that was also, like, whiplash from, like, this, like, really heavy moment. Yeah. Like, all right, now we have some random country star that, you know, some people probably know, like, performing a song for us, and, like, let's dance, and, like, that didn't help.
yeah, that felt odd to me, but I guess, you know, they felt like they were in a good place after that, so that's good.
I will say, in like small defense, that there probably was more time there than we saw, where the time when they talked about that versus other things versus when the country person was performing. But, you know, maybe let's hope that she wasn't like, okay, good story, let's go dance.
Yeah. Oh, do you hear music? Okay, cool.
Okay.
So then after his one-on-one date, they had the group date, right? So
yes,
Blake was picked for the one-on-one, but that hasn't happened yet. So the group date was a lie detector test that JoJo was administering, and I totally thought in the beginning that it was completely fake, and it was kind of like a lighthearted, like, oh, we're going to say you're lying if it's just like a stupid question. But then they were saying, you know, Brendan apparently lied about wanting to meet Tayshia's family. And then I'm trying to think what else. They were doing like dumb ones with Noah, like, oh, do you miss your mustache? And he said no. And then they said he was lying. And it's like, okay, those are like funny, haha. But then Riley comes in and they do a test question asking his name, and then they say it's wrong, and you can tell he's automatically stressed. So that was like, what the hell? And I think it started out as like a lighthearted idea, and it turned into drama.
Yeah, I also think, so I have two things to say to that. One, I was also, especially because they start with Tayshia, and they're like, she's going to take it first. Mm-hmm. And they were asking her things like, are you falling in love with people? And she said, yes. And it went green. And they're like, are you falling in love with multiple people? Yes, green. And then she was asked like if she regretted sending anybody home. And she said no. And it went like unable to read. And someone in the crowd goes like, oh, Bennett. And that was when, like, I cannot claim to have guessed that Bennett was coming back, but that was when I was like, no, like, she should not regret that at all. Like, that was a right decision. Like, what are you doing here, Tayshia? But I also thought, like, between that and the initial, I still kind of think that they were rigged, just as far as, like, the information we know the producers have about everyone. I think they could answer those questions, and they seem, particularly the ones that were like hard to tell, seem rigged to create drama. But even that was in like such a superficial way that there was no, it seemed like everybody was in on it. Like Zach was asked if he'd ever cheated. He said yes so fast.
Yeah.
He said yes with the confidence of someone that knows that he could defend it. Like it wasn't like I have no problem saying yes to this, because it's like not a big issue, which turned out to be true. He said that it was like when he was in like the sixth grade and he had his first girlfriend, and then he made out with some other girl at a roller rink or whatever. but it just like, that just seemed like, oh, that was a detail that came out in his application. And they were like, haha, we'll put this in. It just all felt so calculated until the Riley thing, where like it all just came like got like stressful and real again.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really odd because I just thought it was a joke or just like wrong or whatever. And then he really starts getting stressed out about it. So I was like, oh no, this is like really like dredging up stuff that he told Tayshia he didn't want to tell her. Yeah. So that was not good.
And that was after they do the lie detector test, they go to like the cocktail part and it starts with Zach and his cheating, which the teaser is like, play up to be like the big dramatic moment where she's like, I absolutely cannot like be with a cheater, like once a cheater always, you're like this whole thing and you're like, oh, what's gonna happen here? Mm-hmm. And then it's immediately resolved and she's laughing and like playful, like, oh, you were messing with me, blah blah blah. And so then Riley, the one that you think is gonna be like the fun one, like, haha, like, how is this wrong? Like, I was sitting there being like, well, I go by my middle name, like maybe he goes by his middle name, like like dumb things like that. And he starts talking to the, like, he gets very upset and is like sort of pacing and, you know, just trying to kind of avoid the cameras. And then, like you said, it explains that like this was something that he wasn't, he like straight up says this was something that he wasn't ready to share or like even really prepared to share. But he says like, yeah, like I know, like if, you know, we were to get married or this series, like I would at some point like tell her about my family history, but I wasn't ready to, wasn't planning to, but like I have to now. And I like, it made me so mad because like it was a stupid gimmicky date. Like this wasn't, it wasn't even like the one-on-one date where she was like, all right, tell me about your family, and he was like, well, you know, let me tell you about my family. It was like we threw this thing out here, we thought it'd be funny because people would get their jokes off about Riley's name being a lie, and then it was like really heavy.
Yeah, that was, I hope it didn't go, like, it wasn't planned that way, but then also Tayshia was like, well, I'm glad I did that, because now I, like, got the truth from some of these guys, and I was like, dear God, that's not how you're supposed to do it. We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back. So, like I was saying, yeah, Tayshia said, like, she was happy that it went that way, which, to me, I would be like, oh, shoot, this is supposed to be fun. But I think she was so thrown off by, like, Zach admitting he was cheating and then probably being like, oh, no, what do I not know about these guys type of thing. But it was like, no, like, I felt so bad. Riley literally was like, I wish it would have just been wrong and went green. And it's like, damn, like... And I feel like that's kind of just like what we've been saying, at least with this episode, with like kind of forcing the trauma out. It's like these things would have come out if you progressed in the relationship. Like if Riley went to hometowns or made it to hometowns, he would have had to tell her probably. So it's like these things do come out once you have a relationship, but they barely have one now. So it's not good.
Yeah. And that's, I think too, what really got me with this episode was that we've been talking so much about how like fun her season was and how everyone seemed to be like really into each other and really having a good time, and even like the previous sort of heavy conversations came with like a really refreshing sense of like honesty and openness. And I think Ivan's is a really good example of a conversation that came up, it felt like organically, that he was totally like willing and wanted to talk about. And I think Zach's too, the other week, like you already mentioned, like his was like escalating seriousness, but also it seemed like something that he's clearly worked through a lot, like it's his profession now, he's comfortable talking about it. And so like it still felt like this is, you know, on the right side of that reality TV exploitation line. Yeah. And for me, this episode really came down on the other side of feeling like it didn't seem like Ben wanted to tell that story. It did not seem like Riley wanted to tell that story. Mm-hmm. And Tayshia's reactions to both of them, which seemed to sort of be on the fun side of her, you know, the emotions of the season, just was really disappointing.
Yeah, I agree. It was just odd. And like, obviously they don't show everything and all the conversation that go down and everyone reacts to, you know, serious things differently, but she seems like such a warm and, you know, outgoing and comforting person. So I don't know if she was just trying not to be like too comforting, to be like too reassuring of her relationship with each guy or what it was, but yeah, it felt just like awkward. It felt like you were telling like a therapist your life story, but it turned out it wasn't a therapist, it's just a random person on the street or something, and they're just like, good, thank you.
On
like,
the subway.
Yeah.
And I think I'm inclined to believe, because I'm still, you know, smitten with Tayshia myself, that their relationships are still going to be good. And like the guys and her will still sort of, especially because I like Riley and Ben a lot, to like it'll be okay. But there's just a part of me like really didn't like that it was broadcast on television and that it was like, didn't like the way it was presented, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. And then so they had the cocktail party after the group date, which we were just talking about. This is when she was like, all right, I have questions for these guys. And she had deep conversations with Riley. And then she had a cute conversation with Brendan about the fact that they both were married, a conversation they've had before, but still, you know, emotional and nice. And then she had a cute conversation with Zach. And then she's like, oh, I can't give this rose to anyone. And I think they were all really shocked because they were like, we had good conversations. And I feel like even in previous seasons, anytime that the lead is like, oh, I can't give this rose for X, Y, and Z reason, all the like contestants are like, oh, I'm just not good enough then. Like, you really don't know if you're going to keep me for the next week, which I don't think was the case. I think she was just trying to take it super seriously. But, I mean, she could have just given it to someone.
Yeah, at first I was really bothered by that and just the sense of like, come on, like, especially because the way she's been using roses this episode is wildly irresponsible. Like, just get rid of Noah, give a rose to Damar, you know, give a rose to whoever you want from whoever like affirmed you the most in like their questions from the flight deck or whatever, like, keep it moving. Like, but then I kind of circled back and was like, because this in particular, especially with Riley's, like, I don't, a part of me feels like then it would have felt like she was giving a rose to whoever like told her the most, or like, then like, and I already feel like we're verging into like making their personal histories a competition, which I super don't like. And so part of me was like, all right, maybe it was better that since so much came out through the lie detector, not rewarding any part of that was maybe the right move. But I don't know. It was just a messy episode.
Yeah, I agree. And then like, not like I don't want Riley to make it to hometowns, but I was kind of thinking like, okay, she has to give the rose to Riley, right? But does she want him to continue? Yeah. Like, I'm not really sure how confident I am that he's going to last through the next rose ceremony, which is terrible because he did just open up and he's a good guy. But yeah, that's true. It kind of would have been like, all right, well, you told me the most. So like, if I don't give it to you, that'd be messed up. But also I don't really want to give it to you. So maybe it was that situation.
If I don't give it to anyone, then it's not like I'm not appreciative of what you told me.
Yeah. So Tayshia's going home for the night.
And then it gets worse. Like, we have all this going on and it gets worse.
I don't understand how they didn't play this up more, like, in the promos and everything, because she walks out, and I guess she's, like, going home or whatever she's doing, and there's just, like, hey, Tayshia, a voice, and she was absolutely shocked, and I don't know how they didn't just use that clip, like, a million times throughout the season up until now, and it was Bennett, of course.
I just... First off, on the show in general, and I feel like it happened with Peter seasons too, like when someone gets sent home, they should be sent home. Like, like too much of a rule abider, maybe, where it's like, you had your chance in whatever, in that moment, she thought you should go home, and now you have to stay home. You don't get to be like, well, actually, like, I, as he said, like, I realized I love you, so now I need to be back on the show. Like, that's not how this works, Bennett. Sorry. Yeah. Like, slide into her DMs when the show's over and apologize or something. You don't get to, like, force your way back into the La Quinta Inn.
I know. I feel like that's, like, a reveal you tell, like, the men tell all or the women tell all. It was like, but I was in love with you. And she'd be like, what? We didn't know each other. But
oh, bummer.
Yeah, that was unfair. I also don't think, I mean, who knows, but like it kind of seemed like just manipulation to be like, I'm in love with you, take me back on the show. And obviously she's not heartless. She's not going to be like, all right, just leave right now. She's kind of like, all right, I need to think about it. But the next day I would have been like, see ya, like that's no.
It seemed like textbook manipulation of like, oh yeah, like you said, like, what can I say? Like, you just told me these terrible things, or not these terrible things, but like the reasons why you didn't like me and you weren't feeling it and you didn't trust me. So I'm going to come back, say I'm sorry for all that, and then like what up and say that, like, well, it's because I'm in love with you. I did. We'll get to the promos in like 10 seconds, but I did appreciate that Tayshia was like not having any of his like physical come ons, and like he tried to like kiss her at the end. She was like, no. Get out of here. Like, nice try, but no, leave. And I was like, all right, well, at least you still have that. At least you're still saying no to him.
Yeah, I think she was like just more shocked than anything. Like, if I was her, I mean, I would imagine I wouldn't just be like, all right, sorry, bye. I also wouldn't want him to stay, but I would like just be super awkward and be like, okay, like whatever. So it's just annoying though, because like you said, they shouldn't come back after they're eliminated. I'm pretty sure that did happen on Peter's season, and then like she left the same day or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was a liar, and she came back like basically exclusively to provide some Reddit gossip. She was like, I was gone, I was online while I was gone, and now I know some things.
Yeah, that was so dumb. But yeah, and it's like the season has to end this month. We have two new episodes next week. We cannot have Bennett come on and then be another whole episode. Like, it's not, it can't happen.
I know, like, how fast would they're at 7 now.
Mm-hmm.
So if Bennett comes back, then we're back to 8.
No.
She would have to go, how many people go to hometowns? 4? Is it 4 for hometowns, 3 for fantasy suites? 2 and then proposal?
Yeah. I feel like they might do hometowns more. I don't know. That's what I was thinking, because I was like, are they really going to go from 7 to 4? Like, they're really rushing the season, but they might. So yeah, they like split them in half now.
They got rid of 3 people this week, so like in one fell swoop. So I guess they could do it again. But yeah, I mean, realistically, my pick would be like, Blake goes on a one-on-one, does not get a date, he's gone. Yeah. We're down to 7. Noah and Bennett feud again. Somehow Bennett hopefully, okay, I will accept Bennett coming back if he takes Noah out with him. Like, if he comes back, there's more drama, and then they both leave. And then, who is our fifth person that's not one of the 4 that we always talk about, and it's Riley.
Riley,
so like, yeah. Maybe Riley decides personally not to do the home. I could see him. Who knows? But yeah, I feel like that's gonna be our Monday night. I feel my prediction now, book it, is that we lose 4 people on Monday night. Oh gosh, and I'm gonna say Bennett just because I want to will it into existence. If he comes back, I need him to leave the same night.
Yeah, I think so too. I think, or like Tayshia will realize just like, no, what was I doing? Or like maybe some of the guys will be like, it's unfair, and she'll like trust their judgment and be like, you know what? You're right. I don't know. That's wishful thinking. So then there's also the men tell all next week.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that, I don't really know how that's going to work with the timing. Like, are the episodes going to be more than 2 hours?
Dear God, they did that with Peter's season where there was one week where we had like Monday and Wednesday, and one was 2 and one was 3, and it was just it was an intense week.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking they probably should have had Claire on for like 2 episodes top.
Right? It's just, yeah, we're all over the place. But I'm optimistic that hopefully next week's episodes will like right the ship, at least as far as like vibe.
Yeah, I agree. And then, yeah, because the final 5 that we like are all sweet children. So.
Right? I don't want them to get hurt. I would be so upset if any of, honestly, let's throw Riley in that group. If any of those 5, if Bennett makes it and further than any of those 5, I would just have, there's no, I will be severely questioning Tayshia's judgment.
Yeah, me too. And her emotional intelligence.
Yes, of which there are 4 core competencies.
God. So much.
At least I feel validated in our initial like gut instinct there.
Yeah.
And, like, we've still got a good radar for jerks. trying to find the right word to use on a podcast.
Oh, I'm like men.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
I'm trying to think. Any other final predictions for next week? Is Chris Harrison going to be back? Maybe.
Gosh, I hope. I will say, if this is supposed to be like a soft audition for JoJo as a host, she's not giving me a lot of charisma. She's not giving me that Chris Harrison comedy. Bring back Chris.
Yeah, she also didn't do the classic, like, all right, there's one rose left.
Right? Like, that's the line. That is her cue.
Yeah, no. I was like, God dang it. Like, I heard her say, like, all right, there's one, like, or pack your bags, whatever. Say your And I was like, wait, you didn't say the final word.
You missed there's one word. And it was a dramatic curse, too. We all know it was going to Noah, but we all hated it.
Yeah, agreed. Do you still want Zach to win? Was that the one person you wanted to win? I feel like I was just assuming.
I like him a lot, but I want Brendan to win, I think.
Yeah.
Brendan or Ivan? I feel like Ivan has not gotten a lot of screen time recently, so I'm teetering back towards Brendan.
Yeah.
But it's Brendan and Ivan go back and forth on my 1 and 2, and then Zach is probably my number 3.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like, I don't even know. Yeah, I go back and forth between the 4 so much. And Brendan, I still really love Brendan, but he also, I feel like he's not getting really screen time either. But it's also maybe it's just because, like, him and Tayshia have a good connection there. And yeah. She's not making him open up. So maybe she already knows him well enough somehow after a week.
Right. That's the timing of that. Who was it that did the 1 week anniversary cake, and all of us were like, wait, it's been 1 week?
Yeah, I believe that was Riley, and he was like, since like we've been dating or something.
Right.
I have no idea what that means. I'm just gonna ignore it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what dating means. I don't know what a week means. Like, yeah. This is just too hard to piece out.
Yeah, well, I'm excited, and I'm excited for Matt's season that they keep teasing every commercial break.
I know, we're getting to that point of the season where, like, I'm still into it, but I'm kind of excited for it to end. It's like, all right, let's begin to wrap this up. The end of the season's usually the most dramatic anyways.
Yeah, I'm excited for the final 4, and then I usually love, like, when they have fantasy suites and then, like, the final 2 because they're in, like,
yes,
another country, like across the world, and they're doing such romantic things. So unsure how that's gonna go.
Yeah, I was gonna say those are the best episodes, but like specifically for like the travel envy of like, ooh, that's a pretty hotel suite, and like, oh, what a nice, you know, like room service breakfast. And this, it's gonna be like, all right, here's the pool you've seen a dozen times.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, who knows? Maybe they'll get creative. Find a corner of the resort we haven't seen before.
Yeah, we hope.
Yeah, desperately.
All right, so I guess on that note, we'll wrap up this episode. We'll probably have a lot more to say next week with the million episodes that we have to watch and 200 hours of The Bachelor content.
Just how we like it.
I, like, honestly wish that I could just watch it on Hulu, but why, with, like, no commercials, but, like, I'm never going to do that. That's
never going to be me.
Will never be me. All right. Thank you guys, everyone, for listening. Make sure to give us a good review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter. Our Accept This Rose handle is @IWatchBachelor, and we'll see you next week.